Welcome to Zichud Asimani. My name is Avram Goldner, and today we're Masechus Erev and Daf Samach Tes. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna said, Ezehu Yisrael Mumar, who is considered an irreligious Jew, which Rashi explains to mean that we consider this person an irreligious Jew in regard to everything. Zeh Machal Shabbasos Befar Hesia. This is anyone who publicly desecrates Shabbos. Rav Nachman asks, which Tana does Rav Huna's statement go according to? If it goes according to Rabbi Meir, who said, one who is suspected in one area of Torah law is suspected to violate the entire Torah. Even if he violated any Torah prohibition other than Shabbos, he should be considered a mumer for everything. If it goes according to the Rabban who say, one who is suspected to violate one area of Torah law is not suspected to violate the entire Torah, unless he's a heretic for Avodah Zorah, why did Rav Huna say only Machal Shabbos is a mumer in regard to everything? Rav Nachman Yitzchak answered that Rav Huna's question was, who is considered irreligious insofar as he's not able liten rishus levat rishus, to cede and relinquish his rights in regard to an Erev? To that, Rav Huna answers, HaMachal Shabbos Befar Hesia. Rav Huna holds, like the Rabbanan, that a Machal Shabbos Befar Hesia is not suspect in other areas, but he is treated as a Nachmi in regard to ceding and relinquishing his rights of an Erev. Rav Ashi disagreed and said that Rav Huna was following a Tana that holds Chilul Shabbos is as stringent as Avodah Zorah. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Anshei Chatzar Sheshachar Echom Mehem Bala Ira, members of a Chatzar, one of whom forgot and did not participate in the Erev, Beiso Asmo Hachnis Mulahotzi. His house is restricted with regards to carrying articles in or out, Lo Velehem, both to him and to them, even though he was Mevatos Rishus to the other residents. The Gemara asks why his house is restricted to the residents if he was mevatel his rishus, and answers that the case is that he was only mevatel the rights of his chatzer, and the Rabbanan hold ha mevatel rishus chatzero rishus beisel lebito. One who relinquishes his rights to his chatzer does not relinquish his rights to his house. The dire inish babai is bo chatzer, because a person sometimes lives in a house without having rights to a chatzer. And point number three, the Mishnah continues v'shalehem mutarin lo b'lehem. However, their houses are permitted to him and to them. The Gemara asks what the reason is that the person who relinquishes rights to the chatzer is permitted to carry from the other residents' houses to the chatzer, since this should seemingly cause him to get back his rights in the chatzer. The Gemara answers, because he's considered to be their guest. Rashi explains that since he didn't carry from his house, even though he uses the chatzer, he doesn't regain his relinquished rights because he's considered like their guest. So once again, the three topics are, number one, Rav Huna said, Ezehu Yisrael Mumer, who is considered an irreligious Jew, which Rashi explains to mean that we consider the person an irreligious Jew in regard to everything. Zeh Machal Shabbos Befar Hesia. This is anyone who publicly desecrates Shabbos. Rav Nachman asks, which Tana does Rav Huna's statement go according to? If it goes according to Rabbi Meir, who said, Chashu L'davar Echod Chashu L'Kol Torah Kula, one who is suspected in one area of Torah law is suspected to violate the entire Torah, even if he violated any Torah prohibition other than Shabbos, he should be considered a mumer for everything. If it goes according to the Rabban who say, one who is suspected to violate one area of Torah law is not suspected to violate the entire Torah, unless he's a heretic for Avodah Zorah, why did Rav Huna say only Machal Shabbos is a mumer in regard to everything? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered that Rav Huna's question was, who is considered irreligious insofar as he's not able liten rishus levat rishus, to cede and relinquish his rights in regard to an Erev? To that, Rav Huna answers, HaMachal Shabbos Befar Hesia. Rav Huna holds like the Rabbanan that a Machal Shabbos Befar Hesia is not suspect in other areas, but he is treated as a Nachri in regard to ceding and relinquishing his rights of an Erev. Rav Ashi disagreed and said that Rav Huna was following a Tana who holds Chil Shabbos is as stringent as a Avodah Zorah. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Anshei Chatzar Sheshachach Echem En Vola Irav. Members of a Chatzar, one of whom forgot and did not participate in the Erev, Beiso Asmo Hachnis Molotzi. His house is restricted with regards to carrying articles in or out, Lo Velehem, both to him and to them, even though he was Mevatel's Rishus to the other residents. The Gemara asks why his house is restricted to the residents if he was Mevatel's Rishus, and answers that the case is that he was only Mevatel the rights of his Chatzar, and the Rabban hold, HaMevatel Rishus Chatzar Rishus Beiso Lebito. One who relinquishes his rights to his chatzar does not relinquish his rights to the house. The dire inish babai is below chatzar, because a person sometimes lives in a house without having rights to a chatzar. And point number three, the Mishnah continues, v'shalehem mutarin lo b'lehem. However, their houses are permitted to him and to them. The Gemara asks what the reason is that a person who relinquishes rights to the chatzar is permitted to carry from the other residents' houses to the chatzar, since this should seemingly cause him to get his rights in the chatzer. The Gemara answers the Havi Oreya Chulikabayu because he's considered to be their guest. Rashi explains that since he didn't carry from his house, even though he uses the chatzer, he doesn't regain his relinquished rights because he's considered like their guest. Alright, so now we go to our Simper Dav Samach Tas, and the simon was suggested to us by Mordechai Golombek from Passaic, New Jersey, and the simon is soot, as in chimney sweep soot. So that's going to be our simon. So here goes, and we're going to use chimney sweep in the simon. So here goes. After years of running his chimney sweep franchise on Shabbos, the former Yisrael Mumer did the shuva, and whenever he forgot to participate in the Erev, his understanding neighbors always treated him like a guest. Once again, in slow motion. After years of running his chimney sweep franchise on Shabbos chimney sweep, that must be one Daf Samach Tes. After years of running his chimney sweep franchise on Shabbos, the former Yisrael Mumer did teshuva, which reminds us that Rav Huna said that a Yisrael Mumer is one who's machal Shabbos befarhasia, and the Rav Nachman said that he was referring to specifically but the Rishus in terms of treating the Jew like a Nachri, since he holds like the Rabbanan that one who's chashin on one mitzvah isn't suspect on all mitzvahs unless that one mitzvah is a avodah zorah. Whereas Rav Ashi said that Rav Huna was going according to the Tana that Chilul Shabbos is as severe as being Ovid, avodah zorah. So after years of running his chimney sweep franchise on Shabbos, the former Yisrael Mumer did teshuva, and whenever he forgot to participate in the Erev, which reminds us that one who forgot to participate in the Erev, and then as Mevatav Zushus makes his house prohibited to carry in and out of, to and from the Chatzir, for the other residents as well, since according to the Rabbanu, when one is Mevatav's rights in the Chatzir, he's not relinquishing his rights to his home. So after years of running his chimney sweep franchise on Shabbos, the former Yisrael Mumer did teshuva, and whenever he forgot to participate in the Erev, his understanding neighbors always treated him like a guest, which reminds us that the one who forgot to participate in the chatzer can carry from the other resident's home into the chatzer because he's considered like one of their guests and does not gain back his relinquished rights by using the chatzer. So once again, after years of running his chimney sweep franchise on Shabbos, the former Yisrael Mumer did teshuva, and whenever he forgot to participate in the Erev, his understanding neighbors always treated him like a guest. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.